as we enter the fourth quarter of the Backyard Brawl right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Of the fourth quarter, 8-6, Timber Beach leading by 2 points. The 2-point conversion, the difference maker so far. Both teams with just one score. Tough sledding out there. Ubley's been able to move the ball quite well. They have 167 yards in total offense. Timber Beach with 112. Ubley on all on the ground. Timber Beach 90 yards rushing, 22 yards passing on the night. Dylan Kadar, 6 of 10 for 22 yards. His longest reception, 9 yards. 3.7 per reception. 12 minutes are on the clock. Ubley facing a 2nd and 5 in Harbor Beach territory at the 24-yard line. Left to right across your radio now. In their road, white uniforms, black pants, black helmets with black face masks. Harbor Beach Pirates in all black, white numbers, orange outline, white helmets. Classic traditional white helmet with black face mask. Coming in the tee, working off the left hash, 3 men backfield. Evan Peruski, first start tonight at quarterback as a freshman. Peruski hands it off to Carson Hlesky up the middle, gets down for 2, maybe 3 yards, just as Ubley likes it. And now a 3rd down and 2 upcoming. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Colin Rogemuck, defensive tackle.
That's still what you want. You need to understand Carson Hlesky is good enough behind this line. He's going to get his 2, 3, 4 yards on each play, but Harbor Beach cannot allow more than that. Take away his momentum. Good job there by the defense to stack him up. 3rd down, 3 coming up for the Bearcats.
Mark him down at the 23-yard line, working off that left hash once again. 11:25 left in the fourth quarter, 8-6, Harbor Beach leading. Peruski under center, hands it off to Hlesky. He has no one in front of him, and Dylan Kadar can't bring him in, and Carson Hlesky scores for the 2nd time tonight. And just like that, the Bearcats are back on top, leading 12-8 with 11:15 left in the fourth quarter. 2-point conversion still upcoming.
Now you can just see that hole coming. As soon as he got through the defensive line, there is no linebackers to be found, and Kadar is left on an island trying to chase him down, and Hlesky is able to step through that tackle and stroll into the end zone for his 2nd score of the game and puts the Bearcats in the lead, 12-8, 2-point conversion attempt on the way.
Covered 72 yards in that scoring drive, started the 28-yard line. Carson Hlesky's 2nd touchdown of the night. 2-point conversion, going for play action pass to the left, wide open the end zone, and it is caught on the far corner of the end zone. That would be number 22. Kyle Sweeney on the 2-point conversion, and now Ubley leads once again by 6 points, 14-8 with 11:15 left in the fourth quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Remains in the fourth quarter. Ubley now leading once again, 14-8, back out by 6 points after a complete 2-point conversion to Kyle Sweeney. Carson Hlesky with his 2nd score of the night, a 22-yard run. 72 yards, start of the 28, and 6 minutes and 24 seconds off the clock on that one. Ubley's now had the ball for 16 minutes and 6 seconds on the night.
I can't say enough about Carson Halusky on that drive. 15 carries, 130 yards on the day, 2 scores. He's absolutely put the Bearcats on his back this evening. Excellent job by him so far this game. Now, can the Harbor Beach offense respond, or will this Bearcat defense hold their ground here in the fourth quarter?
Harbor Beach has to respond here if they want to stay in this one. Ubley has been dominating it with the exception of that last drive entire game. Pooch kick comes in to the 27-yard line. And number 14, Tanton Babcock, still on his feet, gets nearly to midfield and forced out of bounds by number 50 and 90, Cole Hagan, the kicker, and Cameron Ferris. Tanton Babcock puts together a nice return there for about 27 yards. First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Again, a good field position, this time from midfield at the 50.
Babcock, a sophomore, moves pretty good out there. You're going to see him later in the season. He plays a lot of wide receiver for this team. See him maybe get a few plays thrown his way later on as he learns the playbook. Just a sophomore again, but good return there. And now at midfield, Harbor Beach with good field position, down 6. Got all your timeouts left and 11 minutes to go in this game on your home field, a chance to drive and take the lead.
First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates from midfield. 11:06, 14-8, Ubley leading the Harbor Beach Pirates in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach still in the huddle. There's the whistle. First and 10, 50-yard field in front of them, trailing by 6 points at home. Dylan Cade are under center, 3 men backfield, Woodkey, Boynton, and Hesley. 7 men in the line. Hand off to number 6, Luke Woodkey, on his feet across the 45, down to the 44. Tackle made by Evan Peruski out of the secondary, a 6-yard gain for the junior. Second down, 4 to go from Ubley's 44.
That's a nice run by Woodkey. That's what they're looking for, is a lead back in this backfield. Somebody to take the handoffs and get into the secondary. And that one, Luke Woodkey showing he might be the lead back in this backfield.
Ethan Hessling sitting out as he was actually injured on that kickoff. Emergency personnel working on him on the sidelines. Number 15, Levi Klasky in the backfield now. Dylan Cater under center working off the left hash. It's a handoff to number 15, Ethan Klasky, and he was down as the ball popped loose as he rolled around, and he got the first down by a yard, a gain of 5 for number 15, the sophomore, Levi Klasky, and moves the chains for the Pirates down to the 39-yard line.
Good run for that first down, but hold on to that football, young man. You do not want to let that go now. This game is too important. It's crunch time. Big run for him. He was definitely down. That's absolutely the right call. And a first down for Harbor Beach as they get a quick first down on 2 quick running plays. We'll see if the Bearcats adjust.
Harbor Beach has had the ball for 21 minutes, 16 seconds. Ubley with 16 minutes, 36 seconds. Hand off to Caden Boynton around the right end. Kids are across the 35, down to the 34. Tackle made by Kyle Sweeney for the Ubley Bearcats. Second down and 5 to go for the Pirates. They're now starting to get some yardage in chunks.
Yeah, it's not the first time we've used siblings' names or cousins' names. You've been doing this long enough, and you run into different generations of families playing football, don't we?
Yes, indeed. 10 years starts tonight for me.
10 years, new decade.
Seems like yesterday me and Ron Lehrman were up here calling a game. Second down and 5 from the 34 of Ubley. Splitting the hash marks. Kadar hands off to his third option to Luke Woodkey. Dives forward, falling backwards down to the 30-yard line. He's shy of the first down marker by a yard, but it's going to bring up a third down and manageable tackle made by Evan Peruski, the safety. Third down and a yard to go from the 30-yard line.
You're seeing things change here a little bit. Ubley just scored to take the lead, but you're seeing Harbor Beach, once that first contact is made, you're seeing them extend the plays, getting those extra 2 yards. Where the Bearcats, they're not wrapping up the tacklers like they were in the first half, not allowing that extra yard after contact. Benefiting Harbor Beach here on this drive. That third down could have been 3rd and 3 real easy. Instead, 3rd and 1 and knocking the door on a first down.
Working off the left hash, right to left across your radio. Kadar under center. Handoff to Caden Boynton. Has the first down. Dives down to about the 26-yard line before he's stopped for a 4-yard gain, maybe even 5 according to the spot. Matt Brandle on the stop, the junior defenseman for the Bearcats. Move the chains once again for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
seeing Harbor Beach now without Ethan Hessling in there. You're seeing them really rotate who gets the ball and leaving Oblie guessing who's going to get the ball next. And one we haven't heard from is Kadar. He has not kept it himself yet. Keep his number in mind. It's coming.